the bondage of racism. We need
I'm at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, California. Hundreds of folks are gonna come here to witness the Beyoncé Mass, bringing together secular music and a religious message to tell a story of empowerment for particularly women of color, but for anyone who happens to sing praises to the goddess herself, Beyoncé.
Of Althea and Tanika. Tonight we're going to be talking about this video that is out, Finding God at a Beyoncé Mass. This is crazy. It is really crazy. So, but before we get started, we're going to go ahead and go into prayer. Go ahead, Tanika.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for opening our eyes to another day. Lord, we just ask that as we are together and we are fellowshipping and we are talking, Lord God, that something would be shared, something would be opened and to our minds and to others that will hear us. Lord, let people not just see us and hear what we're saying, Lord, but let there be a revelation as to what we are sharing, and may the gospel of you, Lord God, be elevant and be evident in what we are doing, Lord God. We do all these things for you and about you, Lord God. Let us decrease that you shall increase in elevation and in your word indeed. In the name of your son, Jesus, we declare all these things done. Amen.
Amen. So I came across this video on Facebook, just surfing, and it was a friend of mine that had posted in, and she was like, wow, this is crazy. So I saw this lady that was, I guess, a priest, and a picture of Beyoncé. And I had actually seen something like a couple of years ago where there was a Beyoncé Bible. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Is about either, but so I decided, okay, I'm gonna check out this video, and it just baffled the mess out of me. I didn't even know what to say, and so I had to make sure that you saw it as well. So what did you think about it?
Look, when I saw that, first of all, when I saw what you sent me, I said, is Althea playing a joke on me? Like, this can't be real. Like, seriously? Because I thought it was one of those memes or something that someone's just making fun because they love Beyoncé so much that they would like to literally worship her. And I didn't know that that wasn't just figuratively, that was literally they're doing that. I was like, oh, no way. I was like, this is serious. This is real.
Yeah. So what I did is I had to take a couple of notes on this because I wanted to really pinpoint exactly what was going on so that I'm at least clear on what they're trying to accomplish. And This is what I got out of it. The focus looks like it was on Beyoncé being the foundation of their beliefs as far as the spiritual side of it, in that her music or whatever, I guess, spoke to Black women as far as empowerment. And they also reached out to the LBG community as well. So it's like they're grasping for, I don't know, they're grasping to be accepted. And the songs that Beyoncé does are, you know, they pretty much pump you up as far as a Black woman and being strong and everything like that. And so the founder of this whole thing actually had a class that she did as well, and then they just basically expanded it into a church setting where they're actually singing Beyoncé songs and kind of like a worship setting. So it's really weird.
Yeah, I was researching that too when you said it to me, because when they were saying, because you talked about the course that this reverend put together, and I was like, wait a minute, she's gone to seminary. Is this what they teach in seminary? Because if that is the case, something in seminary that they're teaching for these reverends and pastors to learn, something's skewed, something's off, or she's just changing it to fit something. Because they said there was a ministry, they also had a contemporary culture theme ministry called The Vine. So when she did that course, it was part of this outreach ministry, and that ministry then, you know, did what it did and took it to even further. But that's idolatry right there.
Yeah, and it what's crazy crazy is that when the guy, the priest was being interviewed, one of the things that he said was that Beyonce, let me make sure I saw this right. Yeah, Beyonce is a better theologian than some of the ministers or pastors that are out there. I guess based on what she says, that has hidden spirituality in it. And it's really sad that there are people out there that they're searching for something,
right,
that will fill them, but at the same time it's fitting their need in the secular, because they did indicate that it's in a church setting but with secular music, which of course is Beyonce. And I'm like, first of all, I'm really curious as to know if Beyonce even knows all of this stuff is going on, or if she even cares.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And so, you know, it kind of bothers me that now, you know, what the church's interpretation or the church's understanding of who God is, where does God fit into all of this?
Right.
And have people gotten to the point where now they feel like, well, I'm not going to all these other churches? One of the other statements that the priest was saying is that, you know, the church has not, you know, been there for certain people, like, you know, the gay community and maybe some Black women, because the other thing was that there are some churches that don't believe in women pastor. And so they basically combined the idea of having a Black woman pastor and allowing anybody to come to the church, and they can worship the way that they want to worship, and it just happens to be with Beyonce music. It's just madness.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that what you said, Althea, I think that's really important, that people are searching. They're searching, and the void that they're trying to fill can't be filled with Beyonce. That's right. What they want to do, but we know the real void that they're trying to fill, and there's only one person that can fill that void as they keep searching and wanting to be accepted and wanting to feel like they belong. They belong to someone, but Beyonce is not it.
Right, and you made a really good point. It's really about the acceptance, because a lot of those people have probably went to a regular church service and everything, and because of the way that they were received in the church, they basically say, well, why should I go to church? Because those people in the church, or some people in the church, you know, don't even treat people right when they're just visitors. I, you know, of course, we always hear that thing where people all say that, you know, it ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites in the church, because I saw a pastor doing such and so on Sunday, he's preaching and everything, and then I see this same man in the club, so why should I follow this man if he's no better than I am?
But that's the whole thing. And I think one of our anchor people were talking about that, pastor, like, there's hypocrisy everywhere. This whole world is filled of hypocrites. Mm-hmm. So if they're out in the world, they're going to be in the church, because the church is trying to be a place where we all gather, trying to get ourselves together following this. So they're going to be everywhere. You'll meet hypocrites everywhere. So people don't want to know that, but we're trying to do our best to be the best self, to show the gospel as truth and act accordingly. Now, it's not going to be a perfect church, because there might be people that are already there that are already saint, and they know their role and they know that they're doing right. But of course, you got to have other people that they're learning. So they're going to be the ones that are going to be doing wrongs, making people hurt, being rude, condescending. You know, we have a whole bunch of people meshed together in the church.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I really feel like needs to be understood and really taught in some of the churches today, is that there is no perfect church.
Right.
There are no perfect people. That's the whole thing. People are going to church to be redeemed and to be healed from their hurt and their pain and everything. And
right.
They also have to keep in mind that those individuals that are in the church were people that were hurt and everything as well. But some of them may have not been completely completely delivered from whatever it is that they've experienced, and their personality or characteristic hasn't changed much either. They're just functioning in the church, but they're not really a part of the body of Christ that the way that Jesus Christ wants us to be. And so when you have a visitor that comes in and they see, you know, something contrary to what God's word says, then that's the reason why they don't even want to come back. It's like, well, why should I come to this church when I don't see anything different here than I see out in the world? I'm better off just staying home and maybe watching the TV or watching some of the evangelists or pastors or whatever on TV. So I would honestly say that we are a long way from Jesus coming back for the church.
We're out there.
We are definitely not ready. And Jesus probably like, no, nah, they ain't ready. They ain't ready at all.
Everybody's getting in trouble because ain't nobody got their stuff together.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you have mentioned something about Oprah Winfrey. Was it about a book that she's read? A book that she's done, or
I think she had a book. I have to go back and go research it. But she had what is his name? Edgar Tolle. Mm-hmm. And he had this book, and he had a whole bunch of things he was doing. But during that talk that I had seen years ago, I had to brush up on it. But it was almost like talking about you have to find your own self, and you can make yourself happy. It's like you're God. So that was a different kind of thing, because I remember one time on her show when a lady stood up and said, well, you don't believe in Jesus. She said, what about Jesus? She said, well, Jesus is the only way to heaven. She's like, no, there are many ways to heaven. She's like, that's not true. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. It says that in the Bible. She's like, no, there's other ways to get to heaven. She's like, what you're saying is incorrect. And the lady stood there and battled her and says, that's incorrect. There are no many ways. There's only one way. Right. And Oprah's like, no, there's many ways. No. So I was like, well, that lady stood up. She said, I don't care that you're Oprah. There's only one way, and it's through Jesus. That's the only way you get to the Heavenly Father. I was like, tell her that's the only way.
Right. And as you can see how people that are really up there, especially those that have a whole lot of money like Oprah and Beyonce and all of them, they have so much influence on the world that I can see how easily people can be can go astray, because it's like, oh, well, if it's Oprah, then it's right. You know, what she's saying is correct because, you know, she's accomplished so much and she speaks very well and whatever the case is, they take her like the word and everything. And so, you know, even with Beyonce and, you know, me personally, and, you know, I'm sure people are going to hear this audio, but I honestly don't think she can sing that well. And that's just my opinion. I mean,
my dad was saying the same thing. He's like, she's not that good of a singer. She's a great performer, but she don't have the vocals.
Yeah. And that's, I was talking to a coworker about this video, and he was basically saying the same thing. It's like, you know, she's an awesome performer. She can put on a show and she can dance and everything, but I'm not really impressed by her singing at all. You know, to each his own and everything, but this Beyonce mass thing is
the church thing. Mm-mm.
Way out of control. And yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what other people think about this video. I'm gonna actually put the link on this segment as well, so that people can take a look at it for themselves. And I'm curious as to how everybody else feels about it, because, you know, to me, it's something that's a compromise, or something that just feels a void, like you were saying. It's just filling a void for these individuals, because it's more convenient for them to go with something that seems better in the world than it would be for you to actually go to a church, a real church, and worship God and praise Jesus and everything. But I don't know. I don't even, it still baffles me, and I'm still trying to put the pieces together as to how they could actually believe that Beyonce is this goddess that they can worship and everything, and not just so much worshiping her per se as a person, but I guess what she stands for and some aspects of spirituality or whatever, even though she was raised in the church.
That makes it even worse.
Exactly. So, but that was all I wanted to talk about, because that just really, I don't know.
I think, you know what, I was telling somebody about what you shared with me, and I said, you know, when I watched those people, all those people going in there, I said, I feel sad, because that's a lot of people, that's a lot of souls, you know, either going on the path to damnation if somebody doesn't come in and, you know, help foster them to where they need to go, and they're on a one-way track ticket to the wrong place that they don't need to be going, and it's just like you feel sad for them, because you know, that's not where you guys are supposed to be. I know what you guys are searching for, but this is not the way, and this is not it. And it's just like, where did the church break down, that there's so many of these people, like all this world is dying and everybody's searching for, they are searching for Jesus. They just don't know what they're searching for. Right. Like I need that love. I need a savior. I need that. They just don't know how to express it. But like, oh, well, let's make this it. Let's make that it. Let me put my heart here. Just like, and then they end up getting hurt. And like, why?
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of when Moses had went up to the up into the mountain to, you know, get the Ten Commandments,
right?
And everybody, and Aaron was left down there with all of the people, and it's like the people got antsy. It's like, okay, he's not coming back. You know what? We're gonna do what we want to do, because I can't wait. I can't wait for him. We're gonna go ahead and create our own version of God by putting a golden calf together, and then we're gonna start partying and everything, because it really feels good to do this, so that's what we're gonna do, because I can't wait for him to come back. And then of course it doesn't end well for them. What they did and everything, and then, you know, some of them, you know, decide, oh yeah, that really wasn't a good idea at all. And I would hate to for those people at the Beyonce mass to come to that conclusion, like, oh wait, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, and it'd be too late.
And that's the scary part. Because you just never know. Because, you know, we're all not promised our next breath. When you walk out of that Beyonce mask and get hit by a car, where's your soul going?
Exactly.
You know? Wait, what happened to you?
Exactly. So I just felt like, you know, this was something that we really needed to talk about, because it just didn't make any sense to me. And like I said, I'm really curious as to what other people think about this video, and I'm gonna make sure that I put this link to the video, and I'm curious to find out, listeners, what you guys think, because it's crazy.
We definitely need to get some extra opinions and how people feel about it.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Did you have anything else to say, Tanika, about this?
The only thing I would like to know is, how did they make the correlation of Beyonce in the Bible? But, you know, we could talk about that some other time.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna really look into this, and we're going to definitely pick this up on our next show and come and find some other examples of stuff like this as well, because, you know, believe it or not, listeners, we are in the end times.
There you go.
We are in the end times, and it's getting worse and worse. It's not going to get better. And so we just want to make sure that you guys understand that, yeah, this is getting crucial, and
pay attention.
I don't even know what to tell you.
Just gotta stay prayed up, sis.
Amen and amen. So, you guys, I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I need you guys to check out the link. Please check out the link, and I am very curious as to wondering what you guys think about this Beyonce mass. Finding God at a Beyonce mass. That is the name of the video. Check it out. Leave some comments. Leave a message. Yeah, that's what we need you to do.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and sign off and say you guys have an awesome evening, and we will talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless.